Greetings, only tans. Today is Friday, March 15th, and yesterday we welcomed Juan, aka Ginobili Saurus, onto the show for the first few minutes. He was gracious enough to rip two legendary rookie revelation packs, so you can hear what he ripped. After that, we took a look at what was going on the NBA Top Shot Marketplace. We talked fast break. We talked the new packs that are coming out next week. And we just hung out for about an hour. It was fun. It was a good time. You should try to be there next time. We stream Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. And as you should know, we are sponsored by floaty.io. Any buying and selling of Top Shot or other Flow products, go to floaty.io. You're going to find the best prices, the best savings on fees if you are a seller, the best filters to find the moments that you want. Floaty.io. Recall that nothing you hear in this show should be considered financial advice, and let's jump right into it. What is going on, everybody? How is everybody doing? It is a wonderful show today, and we have a wonderful guest, Ginobili Saurus, aka Juan. He's been on the show before, and today is a special day because he has so graciously agreed to rip his legendary rookie revelations pack with us all here live today. And before we begin, of course, we are sponsored by floaty.io, and I'm sure you've seen so many big time purchases on floaty.io recently, and that's not a coincidence. Why are there big time purchases for multiple thousands of dollars on floaty.io? Because you save fees as a seller, real cash money, and then you can go back and buy something else with those fees that you saved. All right, well, nice to see everybody in the chat. We got to get Juan, aka Ginobili Saurus, in and out because it's very late for him. He's over there with his Habibis in Dubai. So we got to get him in here quickly. We'll give him a little community because he's such a key member of this community.
We love the community.
Hello, Juan.
Hey guys, all of you guys are my Habibis tonight.
Yeah, you are the prime Habibi for agreeing to come and to ripping your pack. I have to ask you though, Juan, what did you think at any point that you wanted to maybe sell the pack? Like what was your thinking? And also, how many did you reserve? How many did you get? Just take me through your thinking a little bit.
There's been a lot of thinking. So, I mean, it kind of just goes back to maybe like 2 months ago when we had the freshman gems. I reserved a few of them, and then I was able to get three packs. And so, you know, I that allowed me to buy a Wembanyama rare. And then I sold all of those packs, and there was nothing in those packs. I mean, not a Wemby, which is the only thing that matters. So when I reserved these packs, I reserved three and I got two. I just thought to myself, there's no way that I'm selling these ones. There's got to be something in one of them. So that's the thinking, you know, like it's irrational, but I think I already dodged three bullets in the past. So it's just like,
you're like, it's due. It's been, you know, it's like at the roulette table. It's been red 20 times in a row. It's got to be black next time.
And the thing is that this might be my only opportunity to compete in the Wembanyama leaderboard, right? So, okay. So I have to go for it. It's my guy. It's the Spurs. All in. Yeah,
of course, all in. Well, I hope you hit. You can start out with some good luck. We got a ice cream so good. So what do you say, Juan?
Yum yum yum. Ice cream so good. I didn't think you would make me do that. I just had some really good gelato today. So,
what kind of gelato was it?
Pistachio and hazelnut.
Pistachio, is that how like the fancy people say it?
It's how they pronounce it in Italy.
Oh wow, I didn't realize that. Okay, I've been calling it a pistachio like a damn gringo this whole time. All right. Anyway, moving right along. I know it's very late for you. So when you're ready, you can fire it up. Give him some good lucks in the chat. You got to wish Juan good luck. You know, if it were you, would you be ripping chat? Would you be ripping? Would you be selling? What would you be doing right now? It's a tough one. So, it's a big, big time variance in these packs.
So let me know when you can see my screen.
Okay. Let me just save this here. Turn on subscriber only for all the rent seekers in the chat. All right, here we go. Look at that. Two legendary packs. Two rookie revelation packs right there. Crazy. Buena right, suerte, so my friend.
Gracias. Do we go right or left?
I don't know. Chat, what do you think? Right or left? Van Ryan is here. That's a new name. Here we go. Hashtag rent seeker. QA is looking at this in awe. I can feel it in my jellies. We got two lefts. We got one right. So I guess that means left.
All right. Gotta give the people what they want, right?
Yeah.
Whew. All right, let's see.
All right, we want to see a Spurs logo, folks. We want to see a legendary Spurs logo. So you're guaranteed two legendaries in this pack, correct? Or was it, now I can't remember, was it one guarantee, then the second one you had like a decent chance?
You're guaranteed a non-Wemby legendary. Mm-hmm. And then you're guaranteed like a Wemby in one of the other slots.
Oh, brother.
All right, so...
We can't hover, right? We can't see which one is which. Okay, starting with a Maxwell Lewis. Okay.
Ooh.
We're getting the comments out of the way. How do you know it's a Wemby? Oh, there you go. You got a Wemby. All right.
I recognize that I attended that game. So
Hold on, real quick, if the fact that you got the Wemby rookie debut, does this mean that you can't get the legendary at this point? Is that what that means?
I think so. I think we're out. Right. And I think this might be the guaranteed Lego. So okay. Let's go with the rest.
Let's show me a Hornets or a Thunder logo next for your legendary.
Oh,
here we go. Hornets or logo. Rookie. Rockets. All right. Wow. At least that's near the top. But one of the two that you wanted. Wow. But... okay.
That was unexpected.
I know, it's so fast.
Yeah. It's way too fast.
How do you savor it like this?
Oh, man. All right. So I don't know these guys either.
I don't know. Are these WNBA players or... All right, GG Jackson.
All right. We've been playing a little bit fast break, so we're familiar with that name.
Mm-hmm. It's a good fast break.
And then last.
There you go, my guy, Jordan Walsh.
Yeah, there you go, Tandy.
Okay, right, well, so, no Chet, no Wemby in that pack. I don't know what Thompson is going for, but.
All right.
So you could still consider selling. You're not forced to rip this pack. I know that it's like, if you want to have a change of heart.
If I would have pulled a Wemby, I would have sold the pack. I would have sold the second pack. That was the thinking. So
yeah. Okay.
Don't worry. I know you're not forcing me.
No forcing. No forcing in this show.
Nah.
All right. Give him a Wemby. I think. What is it? A 7% chance at a Wemby legendary?
I don't know.
Yeah, what are numbers anyway?
Yeah, we'll see. We just need good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck, Juan. Come on. We want to see some fire this time. Come on. Give it to him. Here we go. Opening the pack. Here we go. All right.
Okay, Chris Murray. Oh.
Oh, okay. Okay. Ooh. Oh, Nick, I thought that was...
Junior.
I thought that was Brandon Miller.
I thought that was the Lego, Tandy. My oh,
it's the rare, man. You threw me off.
Yeah.
I should have looked at the chances again before we started because I totally do not remember this, what our chances were at whatever they were. But okay, you got a rare. So I don't know what that means.
I'm going to the end of the pack. Okay, so Maxwell Lewis. Ooh, okay. Azar
Thompson. I think that's the other Thompson. You got both Thompson twins. Okay, you got more Lakers rookies. Kobe.
All right, so we're working our way back. Yeah. So we got three moments. Three moments in the middle.
God, show me a Spurs logo. Oof, and another Jordan
your
Walsh.
Boy again.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here we go. This
here
is
we
it.
Go. Spurs.
No. Oh,
damn it.
Oh. Okay, Keontae George. Wow. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Nice.
Okay.
He's a really good player. And last. So I think I ripped everything. That was it. No magic.
Risk
it all.
It was a big risk. High variance. I'm sorry that you didn't get the Wemby. I wanted you to get that Wemby.
No, it's really cool that a lot of people messaged me, and that they were, you know, some of them might be on the chat, some of them are gonna watch later. So, yeah, so it's really good the support that they show. So that's all that matters for me.
Right. It's about the friends you make along the way.
No, because sometimes it's just so hard to make the decision whether to sell the pack or to rip it. Right. So I mean, this was special for me.
It took big brass balls, man. I mean, there's like a big variance in these packs, you know?
Yeah. I mean, but you have to take a chance if you want to compete on the leaderboard, right? So
That played a big factor then.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So definitely. You just got to go sell your car and then you can get a Wemby.
Deal. I'll get to it right away.
Oh, man. All right. Well, listen, I don't want to keep you because I know it's late for you. Maybe go have a glass of water, just chill. But I don't know. You have any parting words?
Love you all. Take care, guys.
All right. Thank you so much. Take care.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Have a good night, too. All right. So, unfortunately, we didn't see the Wemby just now. I'm sad. I wanted Ginobili Soros to get that Wemby. But that's what most of the packs look like. As far as I know, if I remember correctly, it's a 93% chance to not hit that Wemby legendary. So if you hit it, you are a very lucky boy. Let me catch up on the chat. Let's just see what we got here, because I've missed a whole lot here. We got our Twitch guy. Let's give him his drop real quick. Twitch guy! That's right. We have a complaint that there was no fist bump last week. I know we literally have the fist bump almost every week, don't we? We were all rooting for Ginobili Soros. I know. Any block talk, I unsubscribe, says airplane mode. I was actually thinking about doing something stupid like that airplane mode, which was like, listen, I know you guys are so used to are having so much fun with the content on Twitter that I thought I would bring that over to the stream and just go block, 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 because that's pretty much what farming is, isn't it? It's just spamming each other. Somehow that works. I think maybe it's because of the whole trending keyword type of deal where you just spam it enough and it shows up on the side, and then that's valuable to the company. But listen, even though I am trying this for the first time, I'm trying it because of the people that cashed in with that portal stuff. I thought it was gonna be worth nothing, then it wasn't worth nothing. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna try this once. So apologies if you see my spam. I'm trying to avoid doing it during like US waking hours if I can. Anyway, that's the story with that. I don't know if you guys want to talk about farming at all. I don't think that was supposed to be the topic of today's show. But let me just catch up on the chat here. And Bodeline has a little moment of Juan. He says, my favorite moment of Juan is when I was pissing in some urinal in Vegas and some loud South American guy came in screaming Bodeline. Okay. And then Top Shot Hot Chat says, how much are the Legos going for marketplace check? I think that's a good idea. And Jay's like, it's not like his dog died. Cheer up. I know, but you know, I had all that positive energy hoping that he would pull his Wemby, and he didn't. Travel Addict is here. Hello, Travel Addict, and a whole lot of other people here, including Cart Pigs and Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, that's true. I bought Flowcoin at $27. I remember sitting in Brazil when Topshot was mooning, thinking, I'm so lucky I can buy Flowcoin and all those Americans can't, because I'm sitting in Brazil. I think I had like a European or a Brazilian account that I could use. I'm going to buy up this Flowcoin at $27, baby. Wow. Was that an L? So that's why I got to make it back by spamming dollar sign block all day. Oh yeah. Neil knows what's up. Dollar sign block. Let's go take a look at the NBA Topshot marketplace real quick. And we can all get educated on what is happening. We know that we actually have a pack drop, you know, Top Shot Tuesdays. It rhymes with Taco Tuesday. Top Shot Tuesdays, we got another throwdown for the win drop coming up with actually really interesting and great challenge rewards. The Anthony Edwards block where he hits his head on the backboard is going to be a challenge reward. So I'm excited for that. Also, the roster of players is not bad and the price point is not bad. So I feel like this is kind of a winner if you ask me. It's $25 with a 50% chance at a second rare. That Anthony Edwards block is one of the challenge rewards and the LeBron James dunk is the other one. And it looks pretty good if you ask me. So if you are asking my opinion, if this is like a plus EV pack or not, I say this one is a pretty easy one to understand. I think it's a pretty plus EV. And you even got the Struces Loose moment that I know so many of you want. I know Bramira wants it because I remember he tweeted about it. He's like, if everyone doesn't want this Max Struess moment, then there's something very tragically wrong here. Shout out to Bramira. All right, so let's go look at the marketplace. We're going to open that up on NBATopShot.com. We are going to go check out the legendaries right here. And we could just go like a recent game date. Would that show us, or do we have to go filtering? I guess we could filter. We'll go to Revelations and let's take a look. Okay. So should we sort from high to low? No surprises here. The Wemby, number one on the list, and it is a solid 10 grand to get your hand on a Wemby. And people are buying it. And then you got your Chet at number two, which is a $3,500 win. Then you got your Brandon Miller, $1,500. So now we're at the price of the pack. Scoot, a little bit underpriced at $1,400. Keontae, I was hoping he'd be a little bit closer for Juan, but he's at $1,000. And then we keep on going. We got Whitmore, Jaques at $835. Thompson, that was Juan's other pull, at $725. Then you got Ossar, Brandon, Lively, Kaysen Wallace, who bought his own moment, by the way. That was pretty cool to see. He bought his own moment. Then Grady Dick, everyone's favorite Dick, Bilal, and Jordan Hawkins is the lowest priced legendary you could pull at $415. So that's what the legendary prices are looking like right now. But, you know, I think that's pretty reasonable. I mean, look at the variance though. Holy crap. If you can pull the Wemby, you got a $10,000 digital collectible on your hands. And we can see the sales history on Top Shot. Not as many as you'd think because it's happening on Floaty. Why? Because on a $10,000 sale, the person selling it, it's the difference between, I think, paying, what is it? What's 5% of 10,000? It's that minus 2%, the 3%. You're saving the 3%, but these two people bought it on the Top Shot marketplace for $13,000, $7,750. There was the discount buyer right there. The $7,750 discount buy on this Victor Wembanyama legendary moment. So marketplace, digital collectibles, they're still here. They're not going anywhere. Okay. Let's catch up with the chat. What are we talking about? Ant-Man always delivers. Talk about One Direction, says Rookie Debut. Yeah, the guy from One Direction, Lewis something or other. That's what makes you beautiful. When you shop on the Top Shot, the marketplace. He purchased the legendary LeBron James Christmas moment. And I didn't realize that he was like a big NBA fan, a big Top Shot fan. So how do we combine One Direction popularity with NBA Top Shot popularity? Somehow, some way, we can make it happen. Maybe he can sing a little song, and all the 15 and 16 year old girls are gonna come running. running to NBA Top Shot. Something else that's really cool, by the way, is so we talked about the Kason, or however you pronounce his first name, on the rookie on the Thunder. He bought his own moment. The other thing we're also seeing are players like, who did it recently? It was people. Okay, NBA players are writing, is this a top shot or something? Like, is this a top shot? Like Derek White, that's who did it recently. Derek White on the Celtics, who had this amazing block behind the back, basically. He jumped in front of the guy and then brought his arm backwards and ended up blocking the shot. So I want to show you what I'm talking about, because I would say it's pretty exciting to see this. Now, I don't know exactly what the setup is with these players to do such a thing, but it obviously does not look like your typical marketing play. It doesn't look like, I don't know if you recall, but I think it was 2 years ago when every rookie was typing the same thing on Twitter with like a little hashtag, and it just felt very forced, and it felt like your typical, you know, almost like they're shooting their video held hostage. Okay, now say top shot this, or the little rabbit gets it. In this case, it feels way more organic. Whether or not it is organic, in my opinion, actually isn't important, because this just feels organic. And I think that if you were to go and look at the comments, you're probably not going to get the usual comments of people being like, NFTs are a scam, bro. I mean, if I'm going to have to scroll way down to get past the people that I know in the Top Shot community. But if you keep going down, I don't think I see anyone saying like NFTs are a scam. And so that shows you that it's a win, right? We're looking right now. I don't see anything. I have not seen one person say NFTs are a scam. And that's how you know it's good. I mean, there's some pretty mean people in here, some pretty bad words I'm reading that I will not be reading to the chat, folks. People are keyboard warriors on Twitter. They're calling Derek White very not nice things, not nice at all. But it's good to see this kind of marketing on Top Shot on Twitter. I'm very happy about it. And I don't know what you guys think, but I if I were you, I would be happy about it. And I am a simp, so let's run the Let's Simp draw.
Let's simp.
Let's simp.
Let's simp.
Let's simp. Let's simp. Let's simp.
All right. So getting to the chat here, Travel Addict is saying, did Wemby save Top Shot? I will say that a lot of you said that Wemby was going to save Top Shot. And you know what? I feel like in some ways, Wemby did save Top Shot. Because without Wemby, how are you going to get these massive sales? Like, it does seem like people are coming back and buying jersey serials of LeBron James and things like that and spending $9,000, $10,000, whatever recently. But I do think that the hype around these packs, I feel like Top Shot's done a really good job of keeping pack distribution low, quantities low, leaving that hype there, leaving wins on the table for the people who get the packs. That I do feel like the hype is making its way back. Is that going to save your 15K S2s? No, it's not. It's not. Top Shot is going in one direction, says QA Expert. There you go. That's the comment of the night. And Airplane Moon's not a fan of this Top Shot throwdown and for the win mashed pack. I collect throwdowns. I don't collect for the win, says Airplane Mode. Airplane Mode, here's what I'll tell you, pal. Buy the pack, sell the pack, you know, take the winnings and go buy the throwdowns that you want. If you want to do the challenge, then, you know, obviously before the challenge. If you don't want to do the challenge, then you should wait until after the challenge is done. Van Ryan Alcathar says, do you think this will be the direction of Top Shot moving forward, focusing on rookies, or does it just happen that this class is special? Van Ryan, I would say that it would make a lot of sense for Top Shot to focus on the rookie classes, because our best thing to compare it to is the physical world, and that's exactly what we see in the physical world. Every season before the physical packs come out, there's some kind of a chase, there's some kind of rookie, some kind of hyped person. Rookies have always been the chase cards in the physical world, and it just makes sense that's happening on NBA Top Shot as well. I really like the way they've created this kind of reward system for locking and then getting lucky, maybe hitting a one of one. I really like those one of ones as well, by the way, that they shared recently. If I go to my Twitter profile, I could probably find it and bring it back up. But I think those are going to be crazy. And I know AG was like, bro, those are not that crazy. But you know what, AG? Design, if you like something, it's in the eye of the beholder, sir. And I do think these are nice. I think they're clean and I think they're cool. And maybe it's the fact that they are one of ones obviously makes a big difference to how cool I think they are. If these are out of 150K, Dwayne Wade, all you can eat, then probably not. I don't think I'd feel the same way, but these are these one of ones. And who knows, man, can you imagine how much like the Wemby's going to go for? If his legendary is going for 10 grand, what's his one of one going to go for? Are we going to top like 30K, 40K? Like how much are we going to see someone drop on a Wemby? Like is someone going to spend more than a pudgy penguin? That was an intentional pause. Anyway, yeah. I think it's going to be great. I really do. I think it's awesome that there's still some that you can earn. And I think it's awesome that we're going to see the big hitters come out to get the Chet and the Wemby and pay the big old bucks. And you're going to see people paying probably more than a Pudgy Penguin, more than a Bored Ape, the way the Bored Apes are headed right now. So that's really great to see. What else? Let's look at what other questions we have in this Chet. Travel Addict guy with a very important comment here. He says, I usually stay in hostels, but I vet them thoroughly. Travel Addict guy, you know, good for you, man. That's not true. I enjoyed hostels at one point in my life. But then I kind of disliked the hostel vibe after a little while, but good for you. If you don't dislike the hostel vibe, or maybe you just have your own way of doing it that keeps you sane. Airplane says, can we get Jay on to speak about the possibility of TSS getting rugged? So I saw that Jay did tweet about this. He said that he got some murmurings that the TSS was getting rugged. I also saw Packer Ewing say that he loves and hates Jay. You know, isn't it amazing, by the way, that Twitter is free? You can pay to edit your tweets and such, but it's great. It's just fireworks all the time. It's just fun. Shit posting, replying, and so on. I don't think I feel like talking about TSS getting rugged or not today, but it's possible if we hear more information about that, we can bring it up. Let's wait until we see what kind of information actually comes out. Top Shot Hotshot says, John Elway looked like he was being held hostage reading the all-day prepared language. Waste of marketing money. Montana did much better. And that's the thing. You never really truly know which athlete is going to come across and it's going to be really good, or which one is going to be like Kevin Durant where he just kind of looks like he's sleeping. You don't know. You don't know until you're there. And by the way, I don't know if you guys are aware, but Larry Bird's video that Top Shot did has like a shit ton of views. I don't know if you're aware of this, but when Top Shot released something recently and I went to their channel to take a look and the video that they had just released, you know, it wasn't doing a whole lot of numbers, but the Larry Bird video that they have, slow to share this thing right now, but I'll do it. Here we go. The Larry Bird video that they did with Austin interviewing Larry Bird has 198,000 views in 5 months. 198,000 views. That's really good, man. That's really good. And if that could somehow be something that the marketing department could do a little work there, you can obviously see that people enjoy it. People enjoy hearing from a legend like Larry Bird. Apparently, Larry Bird doesn't really open himself up that often in these kind of interviews as well. And so people loved this interview. And I think that hopefully that means we might see more of that in the future, because you can see that the other videos don't really do numbers like this one. 198,000 views. That's huge. And who knows? Maybe they could even monetize those videos. You know, people get rich on YouTube. Not me, but people do. Okay. Black History 365 is asking, how much does fast break factor in? What are we talking about? Are we talking about the packs, or what are we talking about? I need you to clarify that one a little bit. Black History says, what play in sports is better than a buzzer beater for the game? You know what, Black History? I agree with you. I think buzzer beaters are some of the best plays in sports. By the way, it says we need a physical world drop, touch grass. Okay. I can work on that. And Bagholder, Twitch guy over here, he's sitting in his little Twitch chair with all the purple lights behind him. And he's asking, are the best days of Top Shot ahead or behind us? Ooh, how do we answer that question? I mean, I guess it depends on what your definition of best days are, Bagholder. If we're talking about best days in terms of your bags, then I think it's behind us because there was just such an unnatural boom with so many different factors, COVID, inability to withdraw, you know, just supply squeezes, etc. I don't think like, you know, your common moments are never going to pump like they did. So if that's what the best day is, then that's behind us. If the best day is the platform is getting growing sustainably, becoming much better, giving reasons to come back to the website, having a sustainable supply, a sustainable marketplace, where things are just not falling off the earth after a challenge reward is earned, then I think the best days are actually ahead of us. So that's how we can stay positive and optimistic on this stream. Okay? Stan Love says, Tandy likes everything since he got paid. Hashtag ad. Well, Stan, I will admit that getting paid definitely makes things a little brighter, a little rosier, but only a little bit. If things were really shitty, I would still tell you. Okay, I would still tell you if we deserve to complain, if we deserve to say things are bad, I will tell you. I promise. Okay, I'm definitely, I'm not getting paid to the amount where it's just pure simping and just, you know, nonstop simping. But having said that, I'm very appreciative of every little dollar that comes my way as a small creator for NBA Top Shot. Let's see what else. Badawine says €6. K Dunn says 420 dog with hats. And Travel Addict says probably 40K. So we're talking about the one of one Wemby. How much will it go for? And I think that $40,000 is probably a good guess. And what gets me excited about that is like, it's possible that that will be more than a Bored Ape. And won't that be wonderful? Won't it be wonderful if Top Shot can actually dunk just a little bit? Because Bored Apes are fun to dunk on lately. Everyone on Twitter likes dunking on Bored Apes. Jason Metz only stays at the Four Seasons. And so rookie debuts, he's saying that for the Wemby ceiling reference, the biggest Wemby sale to date is his debut game-worn jersey, over $700,000. The Wemby one-of-one Black Prism PSA 10 is expected to sell for around $1 million. Okay, I don't think we're touching those numbers. As digital collectibles, I don't think we're touching those numbers, but it's good to know, and it definitely shows you how much hype there is around this tall French man. All right. Okay. Mike says, oh, you mean Austin Kent asking great questions and having Larry Bird open up? Shocking. Well, Mike, it is kind of shocking because Larry Bird doesn't do that normally. He doesn't open up, and I don't think he makes himself available, so that's why. All right, let's keep on going in. Let's keep on going. Here we go. Jay says, I'm a paid mouthpiece. I am the new OJ Simpson. Well, speaking of paid mouthpiece, let's talk about Floaty for a moment. Floaty is our sponsor, and there is something you should know about Floaty. So I'm sure you see all these sales happening, these big sales, and you might be wondering, why is it on Floaty and not on the marketplace? And when I want to sell something, should I put it on Floaty? Well, let's talk about it. Lately, there have been some pretty big sales happening on Floaty.io. But did you know that you can list your moments for sale on both Floaty.io and the NBAtopshot.com marketplace? Whenever I'm listing a moment to sell, I put it on both the Top Shot marketplace and the Floaty.io marketplace because you get more eyeballs on your listing, it gives you a much better chance of selling your moment, and you can offer a discount on Floaty based on the lower seller's fees. Let me show you. Here are my moments on NBAtopshot.com marketplace. If you scroll down, you can see I listed this moment right here for sale, a Brandon Clark Rare for $8. Now, if we go to my profile on Floaty.io, you can see the same Brandon Clark Rare has been listed for $7. The way this works is, once Brandon Clark Rare is purchased on either website, it automatically removes the listing from both. Something else pretty cool that you can do on Floaty.io is if you click that item that you have for sale, you can actually click here to update your listing and change the price of it immediately. So let's say I wanted to change it to $6. If I click that, you can see right now I can submit that and instantly I can edit. Another cool thing, just to reiterate right there, Floaty fee is only 2%, compared to 5% on NBATopShot.com. So if you're listing on NBATopShot.com, you might as well be listing on Floaty.io as well. Now back to the show. Oh, thank you, Tandy Man, for that wonderful ad read. Man, you're getting good at this. But Banana over here, she's saying that the update listing is legitimately the best feature of Floaty.io. So those are big words. Banana is one of the top fans of Floaty.io on Twitter, I must say. I see her on there all the time. Kay Dunn loves Floaty. He says it's the tits. And yeah, I agree. Floaty is the tits. And we are happy to partner with the tits. And we are having just a great time with Floaty. And we are happy to benefit from Floaty's generosity and able to give it back to you, the only Tans, the community. Jay is really pushing the line here with some comments. We're not going to highlight that one, Jay. But anyway, yeah, you know what? Why don't we give away one of those moments right now? So as you know, we're giving away two rare moments today. That's right. Count them. Two rare moments today. We are giving away a Jared Allen and a DeMar DeRozan. And let me tell you, DeMar DeRozan has been lights out lately. Absolutely lights out. I don't know if you guys were watching the Pacers and the Bulls game. What was it, last night? And I almost lost. And we could talk about Fast Break too, because I love Fast Break. But I was almost going to lose Fast Break. And Tyrese, with those few extra assists after DeRozan sends it into overtime, the shot that he hit to send it into overtime was just outstanding. So one of you are going to win the DeRozan, and one of you are going to win the Jared Allen. Now, what we can do right now is we can do a quick and easy giveaway with the StreamYard giveaway picker, or we could do the duck race. So let me see in the chat. Do you want to take a few minutes and make it a duck race, or quick and easy, just bang it out and do the StreamYard giveaway picker? Because up to you. If we do it either way, you're going to have to put comments in the chat. But duck race is going to take a few more minutes to set up. So let's see. So vote in the chat. Just write duck or wheel. Duck or wheel. Wheel is much easier. Doesn't involve a few minutes, but let's see. People want to do duck. People want to do duck. Mike wants StreamYard. I think Jason, I don't know what that means. Bang it. I think that means StreamYard. I'm seeing more ducks than wheels. So we're going to do ducks, even though I know some of you want the wheels. You want to just rip it off like a Band-Aid. You want it nice and fast. Van Ryan says, as long as I win. So we do have a few wheels in here, but we have more ducks than wheels. So what you need to do now, and this is the part, you got to go in the chat now. I'm going to try to make this. So you need to go in the chat now and just type anything in the chat. So you could type duck or wheel, but there's a lot more of you in the chat than are typing in the chat. So there's 88 of you right now, which is a nice solid number, by the way. That's probably because 47 of you are on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, you need to come over to YouTube if you're not able to comment on Twitter, and type something into the chat so I can get you into here and you can potentially win one of the moments. Now, as we're doing that, I'm actually going to do a little one-on-one duck race where we are going to see if the first moment up for grabs is the Jared Allen or the DeMar DeRozan. So it's going to be a one-on-one duck race, and we are going to see who is going to be the first rare to be won. So we're going to set up a 30-second duck race, and we're going to share that race, and we're going to see who's going to be the first rare that one of you is going to win. Just for hanging out, just for talking toppy shoddy, one of you is going to win. All right. So I see 86 of you. I know a lot of you are on Twitter. So please, either if you can type on Twitter, type on Twitter. If not, you need to come over to YouTube to get yourself into this giveaway, because right now we have 32 people out of 86 or 84. So 32 out of 84. So good for you guys that are in the chat. And if you're watching on Twitter, you know what to do. And if you don't do it, then you'll just have to cheer for someone else winning. So here we go. Ready? Now we are going to see who's the first moment, who is the first rare moment that we're going to give away. Let's see it. Ready, set, go. All right. It's a quick race here. It's a 30-second race. We've got DeMar DeRozan against Jared Allen. DeMar DeRozan has his pirate outfit, his hook for a hand. Jared Allen, though, he's very casual as he was when he got that famous photograph taken of him. He's still looking very casual. Allen is in front with 10 seconds left. Will he just stream his way to the end nice and easy and calmly? It sure does look that way, but here comes DeRozan with the nitrous oxide boost. And there you go. The nitro boost. DeMar DeRozan is the first giveaway moment. So congratulations, DeMar DeRozan. What a fast little ducky you are. Okay. Let's go back then. Whoops. I'm going to stop sharing this while I figure out what we do here. All right. So everybody, you have all typed in something in the chat, right? Giving you another couple seconds to type something in the chat. We got 35 of you, which is a lot less than are watching, but congratulations to the 35 of you. You are now eligible to win the DeMar DeRozan rare moment. And that's a really high chance at winning. 35, one out of 35. So I'm going to now load the duck race with 35 names. Okay. I've loaded those names in. It's going to do a 1 minute race. Here we go. Set that. And let me just double check that there's not 36. There's not. There's 35. And here we go. Like I'm going to set it. And we are going to run the race. We're going to see who is the fastest duck. Who is the fastest duck? Who is the fastest duck? Who is going to get the DeMar DeRozan rare? Let's shuffle it up a little bit. Shuffle it up. Shuffle it up. All right. There's 35 of you. I can't actually see who's who because there's a bunch of you here. Let me do one more double check. All right. We're not at 36. So I don't feel guilty of anyone getting left out. We're going to zoom in a little bit, get a good look at these ducks, and we are going to run it. So good luck to you all. Here we go. Let's run it. On your mark, get set, go. All righty. So we have an early lead for Seven Costanza. He's in the early lead. Stan Loves is right behind. We also have Top Shot Blazers in the front there. We got Anta, Jump Shoot, Cart Pigs. I see Top Shot Hot Shot at the top. It's good. You don't want to be in the front too early. So Banana is in the front right now, which is not always a good sign. But Banana's got the cool heart skin on. Ricky Ricardo's trying to make a run for it. Top Shot Blazers and Banana are beak to beak. Actually, Jeb with his royal headgear, he's trying to make a run for it here. Here comes Van Ryan as well. It's anybody's race. Anyone can take this down. Here comes a strawberry duck. Actually, Jeb, though, is now a full length in front of the rest of the pack. Actually, Jeb wants it. There's 12 seconds left. Actually, Jeb, it looks like it's his to win. Actually, Jeb gets rugged. Who's going to take it? K-Dun out of nowhere. It looks like K-Dun wants it. K-Dun out of nowhere. K-Dun is your winner. Congratulations, K-Dun. K-Dun out of nowhere wins the DeMar DeRozan. Wow. Unreal. K-Dun out of nowhere gets the DeMar DeRozan. Rigged. Completely rigged. Right? So K-Dun, give me your username in the chat, please. Jeb definitely got rugged. Completely rugged. And Banana had the lead early. So it's like, oh man, you never want that lead early. It's always a bad sign. Always a bad sign when you get that lead early. All right. We're going to run the next one soon. So keep chatting in the chat, all right? Keep chatting so that I can get all your names in there. We have two new names in there. The next one is going to be the Jared Allen. So we'll get back to that very soon. And look at this beautifully, very generous sticker from our good friend Boston Base. Thank you, sir. Ice cream so good. Boston Base was rugged. Ice cream so good. It was rigged. It was a rigged race the whole time. Everybody knows it. You know it. I know it. Ice cream so good. Yes, yes, yes. Strong woman. Grrr. Thank you, Boston Base. Very kind. Boston Base had a huge legendary rip recently where he ripped the Wembanyama and he got a legendary Brandon Miller. So that was just a crazy pack that Boston Base ripped. What is that? You know, in variance terms, that probably, what do we say the Brandon Miller was? It's like a little over pack price. So we're talking a $1,500 pack. And you're bringing home something like $13,000. So, oh goodness, that'll do better than just about any shitcoin that people are trading right now. I'll tell you that much. Rigged and rugged. And I was rigging it against Jeb Bush. That is true. All right. Kurapali. I love seeing new names. Kurapali Babu. What a name. I love it. All right. So we will run the next one soon. Just keep on spamming the chat, guys. Pretend this is a $block Twitter thread. Keep on spamming the chat. You want to spam the chat at least once every 15 minutes, and we will get the Jarrett Allen going very soon. I thought that for now, sometimes I feel like you guys enjoy checking out Fast Break. I like Fast Break. You like Fast Break. Everyone likes Fast Break. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go back to NBA Top Shot, and we are going to look at Fast Break. And you guys can cheat on my homework if you want. You know, yesterday, I didn't think I'd win, like I said, but Halliburton came up huge. By the way, Dennis Schroeder, you call yourself a point guard. You had like one assist until the last minute in the game. Man, what a schlub. One assist from a point guard. That was terrible. I almost lost because of that guy. He almost got on the shit list. But it does seem like a lot of people are doing very well this run on Fast Break. I'm wondering how many people are going to get that rare pack. But we do know that there's going to be some very difficult nights. So this is my lineup tonight. And we can look at my lineup last night. Oh, yes, I won. Not by much, by 3 assists. But yeah, Dennis Schroeder had like 1 assist. 3 assists? That's it? From a starting point guard? Come on, man. Halliburton looking like good old Halliburton. For a minute there, everyone was thinking that he lost his mojo or something because he had some not so good games. Sabonis is just an absolute stud. He just continues to show up. He is such a great player. It's criminal that Sabonis was not on the All-Star team because this guy is incredible. And I wish I could watch him play, but it's like 3 a.m. when he plays. But yeah, just a complete stud. I mean, Jamal Murray, that's pretty much what you expected, around anywhere from like 5 to 7 assists, and Cade as well. But Sabonis and Halliburton really brought it home, and Schroeder really shit it in the bed. That's right. Shit it in the bed. Okay. Enough talk about shit again beds. We are now going to look at tonight's lineup. So what we need tonight, we need 15 three-pointers made and 25 attempted. So this is my lineup. Now, the reason why I got Dante is because this guy chucks it up like a madman. This guy might put up 10 to 12 three-point attempts in a night, okay? He's a serious chucker. Jordan Poole is also a chucker. He'll throw up 10 threes, and he'll hit two. Simons also. So all these guys are big quantity chuckers, if you ask me. That's why I feel pretty good about this lineup. Those are often famous last words of failure. But if these guys do their averages, if they can hit their averages tonight, then I do feel pretty good about my chances. So this is my lineup. I got James Harden, DiVincenzo, Buddy Hield, Anthony Simons, and everyone's favorite player in the NBA, Jordan Poole. That's right. Weisberg is like, what are you doing with Jordan Poole? I just want chuckers. I want chuckers. Maybe I'll change it. I mean, I've seen people in the chat are like, what are you doing with Jordan Poole in there? So who knows? I might change it. Everyone's saying Detroit basketball right now. And Banana's asking me, how many legendaries do you play with? 0, Banana. I don't have any legendaries. I have rares, but I do not have legendaries. I know I'm not playing in those deep waters like you, Banana. Anyway, so that's what's going on. 15 three-pointers made, 25 three-pointers attempted. So some of you are shitting on me about Jordan Poole. If we go look at his game log, though, we can now decide together if we think this is a shitty play or not. So this is Jordan Poole's game log, and let's take a look together. So 2 of 6, 2 of 5. Here's what I'm talking about. Look at that chucking. 2 of 10, 4 of 12, 6 of 10. There's a lot of chucking going on here. So as long as you don't hit one of these shitty nights, like 0 for 3, 0 for 4, 1 for 4, that is a risk, I must admit. The Wizards are playing the Rockets, though. I don't think the Rockets are necessarily a great defensive team. I don't believe they are. And if we go and look at totals, we want to choose games where the totals are high. So for me, it's Friday. I know you make fun of me now, but yeah, it's relatively high. We got a 228 spread. That's the second highest spread of the night. The biggest spread of the night being the Mavs Thunder, but I've already used Kyrie Irving. I've already used Luka Doncic, and Tim Hardaway Jr. has not been getting a lot of run lately. So I think I still feel pretty decently about this play. What I would do, though, I'm just kind of taking you along with how I would try to select someone, is I would probably look around and check out like recent games and just see if there were other people really crushing it on for three. So like Bilal, I don't have a Bilal though, but he took 10 threes. Kuzma had took four. Kispert took seven. So it's possible that I might go back in here and swap out Jordan Poole, who only had 27 minutes played, and put in one of these guys, for example. I do have a Kuzma use that I could use potentially. A Kispert, I could probably pick up on Floaty for like 30 cents. So I might change it up. I'm not sure. Let me go catch up with you guys in the chat, though. Boston Bay said 76ers put Kai Jones in a 10-day hype. Yeah, that's good for him. That's great. Jeb saying he's going to get shut down by Brooks. I can't tell if you're being facetious or not. Mike says he bought a Jaylen Brown Lego for $200. It's not that deep of a pool. Okay, fair enough. And Top Shot Hotshot says, I've got Poole in my lineup. You better replace him. That's true. If Top Shot Hotshot's playing him, then you better fade Top Shot Hotshot if you want to win. Toons is saying maybe play Norm. Okay, that's a pretty good one. Luca is out, says Jeb. So THJ might get more minutes. All right, so I might consider THJ. I might consider Norm Powell. Very good recommendations, chat. Thank you. Okay, I feel like you guys are talking me out of Jordan Poole, so I'll probably take out Jordan Poole. I'll probably put in one of those guys that you just mentioned, okay? All righty, so let's go back to the Top Shot fast break again for a second, and because we get a privilege of looking at future nights as well, so if you want to just look real quickly, if you want to see who I've got for tomorrow, this is free throws. I've got Booker, Wagner, Banchero, Sex God, and Zion. Those are my free throws. Then one after that are 150 points. This is going to be very difficult to win. I feel like most people probably won't even have the players at this point, unless you're rolling with Legos like Mike Weisberg and Banana. Then you could probably play the Legos if you still got any. But I will probably have very few players available at that point. But you know, your usual players for 150 points, you need some really big performers. Looking through these teams, who are your guys that are going to hit 30 plus points? There's not a whole lot of them. I mean, SGA is definitely one. DeRozan on an odd night will do it. Curry on an odd night might do it. Edwards might do it. Brunson, if it could also do it. Fox might do it. So those are probably the plays for 150 points. And then rebounds and blocks are always really difficult, in my opinion. I lost on blocks. I actually was lucky enough to hit blocks, but blocks are always pretty tough, and rebounds, you obviously just need big men who it's always like a Wemby night, right? So you got Wemby right there, and maybe Brook Lopez and some other big dudes. So that's fast break. I currently have 11 wins on fast break. So I just need two wins out of the next four to get my first ever rare pack. I'm very hopeful to hit it. I've never gotten one before. And I think a lot of people are going to hit the 13 win pack on this run. It does seem that way. A lot of people have been perfect so far, or near perfect, including, I think, Boston Base has only lost once. I know Alexo, I think, he's only lost once. So people are doing really well on fast break this run for some reason. To Cloak, don't leave yet. We'll run it right now. Okay. We'll go run the Jared Allen rare right now. All right. So here we go. Let me take a look. We have 41 eligible ducks. So this is your last chance. Type in the chat, quack or duck or anything you want. You just have to be active in the chat. There's 41 of you in the chat right now that are eligible. So go spam the chat. I'll wait like 60 seconds or so. Make sure you're all in the chat. And then we will do one more ducky race. That's how this works. You got to chat if you want to get in the duck race. Okay. So go ahead. And K Dunn, you cannot win again, sir. I will not let you win again. That's just not fair. But someone is going to win the Jared Allen rare. A great moment to use on NBA Top Shot Fast Break, I must say. He always, always brings it on rebounds night. And let me say, by the way, there's a lot of you watching from Twitter. I don't know if these stats are real or not, but hello to everyone on Twitter. Let's give you a little handshake, because I know that otherwise people are going to be upset if I don't play it. So let's get a little handshake while you spam the chat. Go ahead and spam the chat.
So, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, man. That was an awkward fist bump.
All right, there's Stan Love's favorite video. QA saying, how many are on Twitch? Guess what, QA? One. We have 103 viewers, which is a lovely number, by the way. Thank you all for showing up. I very much appreciate you showing up. And I know it's not because you can win two rares. It's just because you love this show. Am I right? All right. So let's go back. I'm going to go back and throw all your names in there. We have, let's just double check. Ooh, see, we got one more. I can never let somebody not in there. It just doesn't feel right. We have 44 ducks. So that's a nice, healthy number of ducks. I'm going to get you all in there. So last time it was 35. This time it is 44. I think K-Dunn might be in there still, but K-Dunn, you already got your Damar, I'm afraid. If you win again, I'm going to have to give it to somebody else. But here we go. As you can see, everyone is ready to go. All right. I'm going to make sure there's not 45. There is not 45. So best of luck to all of you. This is for the Jarrett Allen. Hold on. I just saw a new name. No? Is Moore in there? Let me just double check. I don't see Moore in there. That's problematic. All right. Listen, I don't know if the Twitch guys are getting in there. So that's not good. So let me go make sure the Twitch guys are in there. I want to make sure that the Twitch guys are in there. So I'm going to go add in M-O-H-R, more. And if there's any other Twitch guys in there, I need to add you in. Bag holder needs to be in there too. Let me just double check. Is he in there? He's not. Okay, you see, I didn't know this. So bag holder got rugged. I'm afraid. I'm sorry, bag holder. You did get rugged. And Jeb says if he doesn't win, he's unsubscribing. I definitely expect that. And he's reporting the stream. All right. And more trees saying, wow, what a rug. Unbelievable. I'm sorry, more. I'm sorry. I didn't know this happened. I thought that Nightbot gave me all my names and not just from YouTube. I didn't know, but Nightbot only gives you YouTube names. So you live and you learn. If I had done the StreamYard giveaway tool, you all would have been in there, but the majority of you voted for the ducks. So actually, you shouldn't be mad at me. You should be mad at the majority that are in the chat. That's what you should be mad at. All right, here we go. We got our ducks. So let's set them up. Let's take a look at our duckies. There's our duckies. Oh, they all look so sweet, don't they? Oh, look, someone's got the froggy duck. I love the frog duck. Let's shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. Make sure it's not rugged. Make sure it's not rigged or rugged. All right, here we go, everybody. This is for the Jarrett Allen rare. On your mark, get set, go. The one-eyed duck. Early lead. I can't tell who that is. We got Chris T. Chris T is in the front. He's tied with QA Expert. But again, you don't really want to be there this early. It's not a good feeling to be this early. Jordan Santaga, a very noble man, is close in there, in the front there. But here comes the Dick Cheney duck, Van City Springer. You got Alcathar in the front. Van Ryan Alcathar. Neil Hart, though. Lucky number Steph Curry 30, airplane mode. We got a lot of ducks in the front here. We got around five ducks, beak and beak, neck and neck. That must just smell terrible if you were in there. Airplane mode, though. It's now looking like it's between airplane mode and Scully 916. Beak to beak, but Scully gets rugged. Airplane mode, will he get rugged? Oh my goodness, he's getting rugged. Who's going to make it to the front? Here comes somebody. Here comes Matic Auto. He's won in the past, I think. Matic Auto. Wow, what a close one. Matic Auto, Van Springer, and Mets. Very close finish. We had Matic Auto, Van Springer, and Mets. Top Shot Blazers. Look at that. Top Shot Hotshot, who never wins anything. He finishes in sixth. Banana in eighth. SF City in seventh. Boston Base in ninth. And who is our last place finisher? That would be Joshua. Joshua is our last place finisher. So, Matic, smoke some. Matic, smoke some. I know, you sent me your name in the past, Matic. But send it again. I could probably just go on Twitter and find it. But you have won. Congratulations, Matic. And recall, everybody, that as long as you keep showing up, as long as you keep enjoying, as long as you keep just engaging and writing $$block, as long as you do that, then we can keep this going, you know? Keep telling Floaty that you love the educational content, that you would never shop at Floaty if it wasn't for this stream. And so Floaty can keep sponsoring the show, and I can keep using that give away money to buy rares for you every week. So that's the idea here, guys. It's now 9 o'clock on my end. It's been an hour. I think I talked about everything I wanted to. We talked about we did the pack group. We looked at the marketplace. We talked fast break. We talked the new packs, which I do think are a buy. We talked about, we did our floaty ad, and we talked a little bit about the farming and the shit coining, but I don't know how much of you guys are actually interested in that stuff, but I, for one, am, because I'm a degenerate. And like I said, I missed out on the portal. I thought the portal was bullshit. I saw people like Torque and Luke and other people were doing the portal stuff, right? And I'm like, oh, this is so stupid. And if you go back to my show, you'll see I talked about it when it was going on. And I said, this is so stupid. These guys are spamming their fees. They're basically ruining Twitter. And for what? They're going to make like $40 when it's all said and done, right? Then afterwards, I messaged them. Torque's like, oh, I made X thousand dollars. And the same thing that Luke said, oh, yeah, I made thousands of dollars. So I said, F this, man. Thousands of dollars. So yeah, that's why I'm spamming. If you're better than me, congratulations. But you know, I could use a little extra cash at the moment, so I need to do it. Top Shot Hotshot says, oh no, look at this. Board to Basket says, did I miss the stream? Oh no, you did miss the stream, Board to Baskets, but luckily you can replay. Top Shot Hotshot says, can I donate a moment to not have a giveaway next show? Some of you did this survey, right? And this is a good opportunity to hit you with the survey again, because I really enjoy learning from you all what you like seeing and what you don't like seeing on this show. It's really interesting, actually. Like some of you hate certain things and certain guests even, and some of you love them. So it's very interesting to me to see that stuff. And some of you hate giveaways, and not many of you, but that's Top Shot Hot Shot. Top Shot Hot Shot hates giveaways. So if you click the link that's in the chat right now, you can give me feedback on things like if you like giveaways or if you hate giveaways. So please let me know. I'd love to know if you like this stuff or you don't. Okay, let's see. Anything else? K Dunn says Duck Race will get so much hate. Board to Baskets loves giveaways. You see, he's neutralizing you, Top Shot Hot Shot. Shut up, he says. And Banana loves anything floaty. So maybe we'll just do a 1 hour long floaty ad next time. Black History 365 says we all love giveaways. Absolutely. Yeah. B2B's in the house. Nice. What's up with all the hostilities, says Boards to Baskets. Anyways, guys, I guess that's all I got. If you have any final questions, you can ask in the chat. But that's about it. We're going to do this again. We'll be here next week. I think I've actually been invited to be a guest on TJ's show on Own the Moment. That's next week on Tuesday. So if you want to tune in, see me there. I'll be there. MBL will be there as well. So if you want to see MBL and myself and a couple other guests, we'll be there on Tuesday. And if you keep showing up every week, there will keep being interesting things and giveaways and fast break and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? And Boston Base wants to talk about Grady Dick collection. And what is this true? Board to Basket says, I'm looking for a nice Top Shot community to join. Today is my first day on Top Shot. Is that true? Hold on. Before we close out the show, Board to Baskets, please tell us how you heard of NBA Top Shot and how did you find this stream? Because somehow I don't believe you. Anyway, so we'll see if Board to Baskets says anything. But in the meantime, I don't know. Should we play like a video while you wait for him to say something? How about a little Roham? Roham. Well, Board to Baskets, you said you found it on Twitter. I'm very happy that you found us. I hope you come back next week. If you share your username, I bet you some of the people in this chat will throw some moments your way. Maybe not this week, but probably next week. Anyway, guys, that's all I got. I thank you very much for tuning in. I want to keep doing this with all you. Keep giving you fun moments to go play. Remember to go fill out your fast break lineup, and good luck. Okay, that's all I got for you. So thank you so much. We will talk again next week. Take care of yourselves and good luck tonight on Fast Break.
Static Selector.